vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
Shocking story, rapper Travis Scott continues his show despite a mass casualty incident being declared by police. And this is very confusing. Lots of reports happening right now. Early reports often are not accurate. The timeline, as we know it right now, says the crowd surge happened at 9:15 p.m. And the crowd surge at a concert, this kind of situation is very dangerous. People actually become like a wave, like a human liquid. There was a mass casualty incident declared at 9:38 p.m., but the show continued on. And meanwhile, there's ambulances going through the crowd. In all, there's 63 ambulances that made their way through the crowd. At 10:10, the show was halted. Travis Scott had completed his set, and the show was halted. This is 32 minutes or so after the mass casualty incident was declared by police. You have people coming up to Travis Scott, looks like members of his entourage on stage, and whispering something to him as ambulances are seen, and yet the show continues on. Now, there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of liability. Travis Scott has already been sued. I'm sure Live Nation is going to get lawsuits. This is a very litigious country, and lots of lawsuits are happening right now. And TMZ is reporting that a key person connected to Astroworld, so maybe a producer or a promoter, said that Friday night was the night of the concert, was actually the result of a targeted attack. Maybe you heard about this. Someone in the crowd reportedly went crazy, injecting people with some sort of drug, which caused a panic. And there's reports from a security guard who does look like he was stabbed or injected with something and was revived using a common overdose medication they give for people that have overdoses. Yet the police are investigating this, but this does not, according to police, look like the reason for the crowd surge. This looks like two separate incidences. And of course, if you have a serial killer, that's going to relieve liability from Live Nation and from Travis Scott if they had put people at risk, perhaps overcrowding, which are, that's being reported by people that were there, that it was way too crowded. And unfortunately, there's a history here. In 2015, at Scott's Lollapalooza, he told security to, quote, get the fuck back, and, quote, we want rage. He was charged with disorderly conduct at that event. And in an interview following that with GQ, Travis Scott said he wanted his performances to feel like, quote, it's the WWF or some shit, quote. So is this boring to you? Is this not what you're expecting? I told you not all the time is going to be politics and Biden and Biden and politics and Trump and politics and Biden. Right? This podcast is about defending the American citizen, taking back the debt, ending the endless wars. This would fall in the category of defending the American citizen. And you have a lot of false idol worship in this country. And you have celebrities acting like gods. People look up to these celebrities. And reports are when Travis Scott entered the stage, people rushed. People rushed towards him like he's a god. Those are the reports. And that he promotes this kind of thing. In Scott's 2018 hit song, Stargazing, his lyrics, quote, it ain't no mosh pit if it ain't no injuries. I got him stage diving out the nosebleeds, quote. And there's more. The history doesn't end there. During a show at the Walmart Arkansas Music Pavilion, Scott was arrested after encouraging fans to rush the stage. Several people were injured at that concert, and the rapper, he was arrested there too and accused of inciting a riot. Weeks after that event, a man was left paralyzed after attending a Travis Scott concert in New York City where he was encouraged, I guess, to jump off a balcony, or members of that concert were encouraged to jump off a balcony into a mosh pit below. And this guy was apparently pushed off, or he jumped off. He doesn't want to admit it. But either way, Travis Scott said, quote, "Don't be scared. They're going to catch you." And people were jumping off the second story balcony into a mosh pit. Now, concerts are often rowdy. But this looks like something different, where the rioting is encouraged, where rushing the stage is encouraged, and disorderly conduct is encouraged by the person, the celebrity with a microphone, and people are acting crazy when they're in a crowd, right? And when you're in the music and you have pyrotechnics and there's fireworks and this stage looks like hell. Have you seen it? Google it. It looks evil. Now, I'm totally for everybody's First Amendment rights to do what they want to do. And if you want to have a devil concert, okay. But you can't have human sacrifice. That's where you have to draw the line. That's where freedom of speech ends and demonic possession begins. Speaking to the New York Times, 17-year-old Nick Johnson described Astroworld as, quote, like hell. Quote, everybody was just in the back trying to rush to the front, quote. 23-year-old Chris Lay said, quote, people were literally grabbing and pinching at my body, trying to get up from the ground. I was fighting for my life. There was no way out, quote. In all, more than 300 people are reportedly injured, and early reports are 23 were transported to the hospital, 11 cardiac arrest. And there's at least 8 deaths, including at least 2 children. And again, many complaints of overcrowding and a history of a performer encouraging rioting and people rushing the stage, because I guess he likes that kind of thing. He likes to see the loss of control. And when you have 50,000 people and bad stage planning, you can't have a performer that encourages out of control behavior. And then when there's ambulances rushing through, trying to get through the crowd, people shouting, people going up on cameras, being pushed off cameras, shouting, you know, there's dead people. There's a dead person. Help. And the show continues on. A lot of people are saying that how could he not have noticed? Yet he insists, and he does have defenders, that when you're on stage, it's hard to see what's happening. It's hard to make it out. Maybe you see there's some, you know, some problems, and that's normal, right? When you have 50,000 people, you're going to have some overdoses. And that's not unusual. But apparently there's people on the ground and the floor of the whole thing, there's like bodies. And you know, if you're not there, it's hard to see. Apparently there were people at the concert that didn't even know anything bad was happening. You know, there's 50,000 people there. And can you imagine if you're one of the people, you see like dead bodies, and then you go to a different part after the concert, and there's other people, they have no idea. And they're having a great time. Like, oh, wasn't that a great concert? They have no idea what just happened. Well, you know, reports are that people were acting just inhumane. That there also were people that saw what was going on, just stampeding over people and running over people, trying to get closer to Travis Scott. Have you ever been in a situation like that where there was somebody that was so attractive, like a celebrity, had that attractive quality that people were just rushing to them. And it felt scary, like dangerous. Like this person has a type of control they shouldn't have. You know, you don't want to worship false idols for this very reason. Human beings are human beings. And Travis Scott didn't stop the event when it looks like his entourage whispered at him and told him, hey, there's a mass casualty incident right now. Why? Why didn't he stop it? Why does the stage look like an inverted cross? Why are there flames? And why does the stage look like hell? Not just flames, not just pyrotechnics, but this thing looks like a portal to hell. I'm not even exaggerating. Look at it. The tagline of Astroworld is, see you on the other side. Am I being out of line here to suggest that Hollywood, the music industry, we know that the celebrities have a long, complicated history with satanic worship and cult movements? Is that what's going on here? Was this some kind of human sacrifice? Now, to be fair, there are moments when Travis Scott called for security for people that looked to be in distress in the crowd. But he never stopped the show. He paused. He took moments to pause. So that could go both ways. He's seeing that there's distress. He's seeing that the crowd members, sections of the crowd are in distress, and he pauses for that. So he acknowledges it, yet he continues the show. Even after a mass casualty incident is being reported by police. And there were concerns before anything even started. Overcrowding, there are concerns there's going to be overcrowding because people were rushing through the gates. There were concerns that it just wasn't set up very well. The stage wasn't set up very well. It was almost like a death trap, the way the stage was set up. Have you ever been in a situation when you have a crowd coming at you? That's a scary situation. Apparently, you're supposed to hold your arms towards your chest like a fighter, like a boxing position, so your ribs don't get crushed. Because what happens is if you put your arms up, and at one point, he even says, put your arms up, put your arms up. And you put your arms up during a crowd surge, and you'll be suffocated. You'll be suffocated. And so if you're ever in this position, and frankly, I don't think a concert's a smart place to go to. You got to really love music to go to one of these big 50,000 people concerts when you could get stabbed by a crazy guy. You could get rushed and sucked in under a human wave, a human crowd wave, and just being stuck there and having to use a restroom, and you're stuck in all these people and you can't even get to the restroom. What do? And people just like pee on themselves if they have to, I bet. I mean, if you had enough drugs and you really like the music, what are you going to do? You got to go. So does this change your calculation when it comes to going to a concert? Do you think Travis Scott may have participated in some kind of human sacrifice ritual like people are suggesting because of the way the stage was designed, an inverted cross? You have the history of Travis Scott liking situations to get out of control. And that's evil. If you know people are going to get hurt, there's reports that he was sobbing after the concert when he was told what happened. And yet he saw what was happening. He saw what was happening because he paused the show. So was he sobbing afterwards because he didn't know the full extent of the people that were injured, or was he sobbing because it was becoming apparent that this is going to be a big issue for him? This is going to be a big issue, that there's some liability here. Why didn't he stop? Why didn't you stop when your entourage told you there's a mass casualty incident that people are being crushed to death, that we are completely overrun, that you have 63 ambulances. Now, I don't know what was told to Travis Scott, but he has to be able to see the ambulances. And there's clips of people that are being handled by medics and he's singing on or kind of chanting weird things. So what happens to you when you become one of these celebrities and you have all this money? Some people are better hiding the evil than others. But I think one thing is true, that the celebrities, Hollywood, the music industry, we have to be very careful about the people that we put up on a pedestal for our young people and the people that we look up to, because they're all smiles and they all say the right things in the TV interviews. But what's really hiding behind the satanic culture of evil?
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.